We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he also gave a very important speech last week at the Heritage Foundation entitled What's Next for Conservatives? And in addition to some concrete proposals, including tax reform, bumping up the child tax credit to $2,500 a child, basically creating two income tax brackets at 35 and 15, looking at ways to allow folks to get home sooner and have more flexible work schedules and so forth, and we'll get to that in a second, there was this big idea of we have good ideas, but we're not very good at articulating ideas. You talked about how Reagan was great at this in 1980, but we haven't changed the messaging much, and that's almost 35 years ago, and certainly will be more than that by the time 2016 rolls around. So how do you make the transition to kind of repackaging, which you consider to be, you know, ideas that stand the test of time?
Well, yeah, as I pointed out in my speech the other day, by the time we get to 2016, we'll be about as far, chronologically speaking, from Ronald Reagan's election in 1980, as Ronald Reagan's election in 1980 was from D-Day. And so it's important that we continue to update what it is that we stand for as Republicans, and I think we need an affirmative and conservative reform agenda as conservatives that we can unite behind as Republicans. And I think that agenda needs to form around two pillars of conservatism, which are that the whole purpose of conservatism is to protect free markets and to protect the voluntary civil society in our country. Those are the two things that really give security, safety, and meaning to community life in America. And those are the two principles that ought to animate all of what we do as conservatives to make sure that we protect those two key components of what our civilization is built around. We can damage both free markets and the voluntary civil society through excessive government interference. There are lots of things we can do to damage them, to weaken them, even to destroy them with government. And once they're destroyed, you can't just turn on a switch and recreate them, because government lacks the capacity to do that. So a lot of the time, this means looking for ways to get government out of the way so that individuals can do what individuals do best in a free society, which is to form voluntary associations with others.
Real quick, last question, sir. In terms of tax reform, for individuals making less than $87,850 or couples less than $175,000 a year, you'd put them in a 15% tax bracket. Everybody over that would be a 35%. We talked about the child tax credit. How much economic revitalization do you think that would provide just by itself?
Well, it would be enormously beneficial. First and foremost, this would be a huge simplification of the tax code. For the overwhelming majority of Americans, this would effectively mean a single rate system at 15%. But this also would undo a really pernicious aspect of the existing personal income tax system, which is to say it would get rid of the parent tax penalty that exists in current law. What I mean by that is that working parents pay into our senior entitlement programs twice. First, when they work and they pay their taxes, and then again as they raise their children and they incur costs at an average of about $300,000 to raise a child to maturity in child rearing expenses. Now, those children grow up and in turn will pay taxes that will fund their parents' generation as they enter these senior entitlement programs as beneficiaries. And so my tax plan would offset this parent tax penalty and would make it easier for parents as they're raising their children to get along.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WND.com.